holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. In Jesus, born of Mary, your word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. He lived as one of us, knowing joy and sorrow. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, opened blind eyes, broke bread with outcasts and sinners, and proclaimed the good news of your kingdom to the poor and needy. Dying on the cross, he gave himself for the life of the world. Rising from the grave, he won for us victory over death. Seated at your right hand, he leads us to eternal life. We praise you that Christ now reigns with you in glory and will come again to make all things new. Remembering your gracious acts in Jesus Christ, we take from your creation this bread and this wine and joyfully celebrate his dying and rising as we await the day of his coming. With thanksgiving, we offer our very selves to you to be a living and holy sacrifice dedicated to your service. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one who will share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be Christ's body in the world. Gracious and loving God, we ask today that you remember your church, the church universal, the churches in our area, in our neighborhood, the Presbytery of Cincinnati, and Community of Faith Presbyterian Church. Unite it all with the truth of your word and empower it in ministry in the world. We ask that you remember the world of nations, that one day all may live together in peace. By your Spirit, renew the face of the earth and let justice and peace prevail. Remember our family and friends, particularly Zach and Derek and Jenny and the Barnes family and Liam and Donald, as they deal with their various situations, heal from their wounds, and renew themselves in their brokenness. Be with them and watch over them. Be gracious to them and give them peace. In union with your church in heaven and on earth, we pray, O God, that you will fulfill your eternal purpose in us and in the world. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ comes in final victory, and we shall feast with all your saints in the joy of your eternal realm. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Friends, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he passed it to them, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup and he poured it out and he passed it to them, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. pray. O God, you have so greatly loved us,
so long sought us, and so mercifully redeemed us. Give us grace that in everything we may yield ourselves, our wills, and our works, a continual thank offering to you, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We are going to sing our hymn, and then before I do the charge and benediction, we'll do our quick congregational meeting. We're going to sing the servant song, number 2222, and we're not going to return and sing the first verse. We're only going to sing the five verses one time. As you know, we have to review my terms of call, and we have to elect another trustee for the class of 2020. And so I'm calling this meeting to order at, I have 12:03. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, be with us in this time of meeting. Help us to feel enveloped by the worship that we have shared together and enriched by the decisions that we make as we work and worship and love and pray together as the community of faith. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I think we'll deal with the trustee issue first. And we don't have, the nominating committee did not find did not find another candidate, so I'm opening nominations from the floor. Johanna?
I nominate Jeff Carter for trustee.
A second.
Is there any discussion? Jeff Carter's name is in nominee for trustee. Then all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, Johanna, for the nomination, and thank you, Jeff, for agreeing to serve. I now will turn the meeting over to Bill.
Okay. I think just about everybody has gotten a copy of the terms of call. Is there anybody who needs that? I've got several extra copies up here. Okay. The comparison here between the 2017 and 2018 costs are laid out here. What we are proposing from the stewardship committee is to increase the base pay, which is the first line, by 2%, which brings us from $31,250, which we paid in 2017, up to $31,875. Virtually everything else that is listed here in terms of fringe benefits are based on that particular base salary. The pension, the medical expenses, the dental expenses, the death and disability insurance, all of those are mandated by Presbytery. The study leave is also mandated by Presbytery on a prorated basis. So three-quarter time would give us $1,500 in terms of the study leave amount. Both of those are vouchered, which means that they're paid as of the particular expenses being incurred. So this is the motion of the stewardship committee, and I don't believe that it needs a second at this particular point. Are there any specific questions that I can answer about this? Okay, seeing no questions, I would entertain I would ask for a vote to approve the terms of call for 2018 as given. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. The ayes have it, and that takes care of the pastoral terms of call for today. Thank you.
That being the extent of the business that can be conducted at this congregational meeting, I seek a motion to dismiss.
So moved.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Friends, as we go forth from this place, having worshiped and having done business of this congregation, I hope that you will be the servant of Christ that you are called to be, and I hope that you will take the hand of someone who needs lifting up and will lift them up in the way that Christ does. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.